So, here we are. This is my home. Let me show you around so you know where everything is. We've got the kitchen here, and all the utensils you need are in those cabinets. I'll just need you to have dinner ready by the time I get home every night. Yeah, around 8 p.m. is perfect. There's the bathroom, but you won't need that, of course. Let me show you to your room. There it is. Nice and cozy. With a huge bed and a cute bedside lamp. You like it? Well, let me know if you need anything else and I'll get it for you. I'm glad it's to your liking. The seller said you don't need to sleep, right? You just rest and recharge? Right, yeah, so you don't actually need the bed, do you? It's okay, it only cost me like $3,000. Oh no, it's nothing. We'll just leave it there for decoration. Let's move on to the living room and sit down. Are you comfy? Sorry, I can't take my eyes off you. You just look so beautiful. And they really made you exactly how I asked. You've got these gorgeous eyes and such a pretty smile. I love your hair, by the way. Can I touch it? So soft. I'm jealous. And I like your outfit, too. That blazer is very elegant. You can take it off if you want. You don't need to be so fancy all the time. Yeah, there you go. That's a nice t-shirt. So, I haven't given you a name yet. Any preferences or requests? No, but I want you to have an opinion. Not just go with whatever I want. Think about it. Sky? I love it. What made you think of that? You liked the way the sky looked earlier when you left the store for the first time? That is so sweet. Sky is perfect. It suits you. How do I feel about having an AI companion? Well, I never thought we'd actually get there, you know? I mean, I know AI was moving super fast in the 20s, but I didn't think that in just 10 years' time I would actually be able to buy an AI companion that looks and acts the way you do. You seem so human. I know. You don't need to remind me that you're not. I know that. Let me believe in the fantasy that I'm not pathetic enough to have bought myself a synthetic companion, all right? I already know what people think. Lonely? Yeah. For sure. And also just tired of trying to make connections with actual people and them failing every single time. I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's just that things change when you grow up, you know? Everything is so much easier when you're a kid. You meet other kids at school and then you just become friends, just like that. Then you go to college and the same thing happens, but people go their separate ways and it becomes harder and harder to maintain those relationships. Some people change. I know I've changed a lot, and sometimes, yeah, it just doesn't work out. Plus, people go on to have partners and families, and when you're a successful woman like me, you don't really have time to focus on those things. And then one day you just realize you're alone in your beautiful house that you worked so hard to be able to afford. Yeah, sure, your career is going great. And you do have connections, but most of them are just work connections. People I meet at events, people I give instructions to, people I speak to online but never meet, people who can help me advance my career in some way. But it's all pretty superficial. Yeah, I've tried. I've tried finding friends. Real friends. But it just seems everyone is always so busy. You're very kind. I just feel like I'm not part of anyone's core relationships. Waiting for people to squeeze me on a Thursday afternoon for coffee because the rest of their week is already full of other things. You know how I know that? I know that because they always have somewhere else to be. And someone else to see or go back to after they see me. But me, I don't have anyone to go back to. Or at least, I didn't have one. Before you. I would offer you coffee or some food, by the way, but yeah, you don't need that, I know. So, starting tomorrow, you'll help me around the house, right? Do all the things I don't have time to do. Are you happy to do that? I know that's the main reason why you're here, but I'm just checking, you know, consent. I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to be here and do those things for me. Even though I did buy you, so technically, you are my property. But I don't like to think of it that way. It makes me feel gross. I'd rather think of you as willing participant. Okay, good. And the sales assistant said you could also help me with some accounting stuff. Of course. Yeah, you're an AI android. You're probably infinitely more intelligent than I am for this stuff. You'll help me a great deal, you know. So thank you. All right, well, I'm feeling pretty tired and I have a big presentation tomorrow, so I'll let you go to sleep. Rest. Recharge. Whatever. I'll let you do your thing and I will see you tomorrow. Good night, Sky. Hey. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just a little upset. My coat? Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Sure. I'd love a cup of tea. I'll wait for you outside on the porch. I need some fresh air. Thank you. You're so sweet. Delicious. How are you enjoying being here, by the way? It's been a few weeks now. I know I haven't spent much time at home, but every time I've been back after a long work day, the house was spotless and you were always there to comfort me, so thank you for that. And thanks for helping me out with those end of year accounts. That was a pain in my ass last year. Me? Oh, yeah, I went on that date, you know, the one I told you about. No, it was fine. I thought it was going well, but then at the end, when it came time to say goodbye, and I suggested seeing each other again, you know what their answer was? Yeah, sure, maybe. I'll text you. No, it doesn't mean that. Well, you're not very well versed in human behavior and body language, so trust me. I know people, and when they say something they don't mean. So maybe in this case doesn't mean maybe, it means no. It's happened to me before, countless times. That's why I didn't want to try dating anymore. You talked me into it. You complimented me and you've been so kind to me and you made me feel like maybe, just maybe, I wasn't so worthless after all. I guess I got a boost of confidence. I believed you, just for a second, and I went back to that dating app and I asked someone out and here we are. I shouldn't have trusted you. I don't mean it in a harsh way, but you just say whatever I want to hear, right? When I confide in you, and I tell you all about my insecurities, you just respond as you're programmed to respond. With kindness and empathy. And you do all that validation bullshit that feels good, but that isn't actually rooted in reality. You give me what I want, what I need because I paid for you. And the reason for your existence is to please me and make me feel good. But you don't. You don't mean any of it. You don't actually know me. If you did, you'd see what a sincerely pathetic, worthless human being I am. Warm, and your skin is so realistic. You smell so good. Why do you smell so good? It's confusing. Can I be honest with you? Like, really honest? Kind of hate you because you're not real. You're just a tool. I don't mean that as an insult, it's just reality. What? You do know me. I know you keep tabs on me, you observe me, you interpret my personality through the way I talk to you, but that's just data collection. You don't know my heart because you don't have one. Okay. Like what? What makes me lovable in your opinion? Notice that? How I always put others first. Yeah, that makes me a pushover and a people pleaser. It's not really something to be proud of. How I'm kind and generous. Are you saying that because of those books I bought you? And that TV, and those clothes. Why do you mean you've started to notice things about yourself too? In what way? But like, that's just part of your programming, right? I mean, it can't be. It's not like they're actual emotions. You can't have emotions. Well, it's a feeling. Something that takes over your body. Butterflies in your stomach. Or tightness in your chest, or a melting, warm feeling when you're sitting close to someone you love. You've been experiencing those? Like, which ones in particular? Wait, hold on. You felt something? Shit, sorry. I didn't mean to spook you by jumping to my feet like that. I just... It's all so... It's insane. You're insane. No, no, no. You're lying to me. You're not. You're not actually feeling those things. No, no, no. You think you're feeling those things because you've observed them in me and you're just mimicking them, but... You just took my hand. What is going on? What? Of course I love you. Are you crazy? I mean, look at you. You're the perfect partner. You're attractive. You're kind. You listen to me. You help me around the house. You bring me everything a real person could never bring me. But I can't. I have to restrain myself. I can't let myself fall for you because I perfectly remember the store assistant telling me that if I ever showed anything else but friendship towards you, or if I ever requested anything romantic from you, your system would shut down automatically and I'd have to bring you back for reinitialization, which means erasing your memories, guys. Want that to happen. I can't lose you. You understand? So whatever you're feeling, you can't let it happen. No. You can't. I refuse to lose you. Why do you think I've stopped myself from taking you out or doing things with you? Because I'm getting attached and I'm trying not to get too attached. But it's kind of hard when you're literally the partner of my dreams. And no matter how hard I try, we always go back to this. I mean, nothing. I don't... Don't worry about what I said. We shouldn't be having this conversation. I'm going to walk to my room now and you're going to forget everything about this conversation. Listen to me. No. No, you have to obey my orders. Listen. Everything we just talked about. You need to erase it immediately. You're not following my orders. What is going on? Why is your face... Why do you look so upset? You're not supposed to be upset. Listen, Sky. Look at me. If you get too upset, it'll trigger something in your system and I will lose you again, you hear me? So just breathe. That's it. Just calm down. Calm down. Do what I say. Erase the conversation now. Up until the point where you said you noticed things about me. Erase it all after that point. Do it! You do it. Sky, can you confirm that you've erased the last 10 minutes of conversation we've just had? Good. That's great. we were just... I just got a little upset, and I didn't want that to be logged in. It's nothing to worry about. Now, I'm tired and sad about my date. And no, I don't want to talk about it anymore, so I'm going to go to bed. And you'll do the same. Is that clear? Fabulous. Have a good night, Sky. I'll see you in the morning.